Good morning, it's Bishop Craig with your audio boo for Wednesday, October 19th. How are you this morning? This morning I'd like to come to you briefly and speak to you about the notion of churches and discrimination. There's a case right now going on with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which, along with the Wisconsin Evangelical Lutheran Synod, identifies its private school teachers as ministers. They have them as a special class of ordained minister, and one woman in particular in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod took a leave of absence to secure treatment for a sleep disorder, and the church is saying that she's no longer fit to teach and do ministry. Now, I'm all for the separation of church and state, but let's be clear. Even with separation of church and state, there's some things that churches cannot do, even under the current system and the current understanding of that. For example, the separation of church and state does not protect churches from sacrificing human beings on their altars, whether literally, which is obvious, or I would say metaphorically. The fact that you hold certain religious beliefs and that you have the right to express and practice those certain religious beliefs does not give you the right to violate the law of the land. And there are clearly cases, and have been cases, throughout the history of this country where churches have used the separation of church and state to perpetuate such things as discrimination against minorities, in this case against people with an illness. And let's be honest, there is no stigma attached to a sleep disorder, for crying out loud. We need to be clear in this country that the separation of church and state does not give the church permission to violate civil laws. Until tomorrow, when I'll be back with another audio boo, I'm Bishop Craig. Have a blessed day.